what in particular? By the way, Joel Batonio.
Working hard, going.
Hang on 1 second. Joel Batonio talked a little bit about maybe perhaps this being his last camp. We're going to get to that in a second, so keep going. Sorry.
He likes his work ethic, apparently. Likes what he's trying to do. Anxious to see what he can do on the inside. Loves the fact that he's putting in the work. And then anxious to see who might line up on the other side of him on the defensive end spot.
I like the way he said he was trying to help, you know, help out the O-lineman, trying to figure out, you know, just what he's thinking or what you might see coming from the other side. I'm sorry.
That's kind of the way it should be, isn't it?
Sometimes, biggie. Yeah. You never know when you're on another team. Jeff, I'm sorry. It's still a little hard for me, and I love Myles Garrett, and I love the way he plays the game, but am I the only one that's just a little bit like he wanted to leave, man? He was doing the tour, and then all of a sudden money fixed everything, which is fine. I think, you know, we all kind of get it. It's pro sports. It's no big deal. I hope his heart's in it. I mean, I'm not saying that he won't be, and I don't think – I've never seen Myles Garrett. I mean, I hope that Myles Garrett wouldn't take a playoff or do any of those things. But it's just like the whole show that went on before he finally signed that deal is still a little bit in my mind. And I can't wait for them to rub you the wrong way there, AB. Well, I'm just saying I can't wait for them to play so I can completely forget about it. I need to see him back out on the field, get a couple sacks, and boom, that's all forgotten. But am I the only one here in town that didn't forget about that? I was like, okay, well, I mean, we sat here and did shows talking about what the Browns could get for Myles Garrett. What kind of a trade would they make? Why don't they trade him now? What are they waiting for? Why didn't they trade him yet? He doesn't want to be here. He said he didn't want to be here. Okay, he wants to be here now. Okay? I hope so. I hope everything's good. I just need to see him get back on the field, make a couple sacks, and then we're back to square one. Am I the only one a little hesitant on this?
Yes.
I'm it, huh?
Well, out of the two of us, yeah.
Dan, you too? There's no hesitancy in that.
He's not going to phone it in, Andy. He never has. Why would he start now?
I mean, money is always talked. Money's always talked.
I mean, like, I would almost feel better like, hey, did you see how I got that bigger contract? I mean, I'd love for him to, if he would just come out and go, hey, you know what? I never really wanted to leave, but, you know, my agent and I were like, this is probably the right way to play.
Money solves a lot of issues.
Just go play.
Well, good play and winning also solves issues, too, for the fans on the other side.
Money solves a lot of issues.
Fans don't care as long as he goes out.
You really don't think fans don't care?
Nope. If he sacks quarterbacks, fans get over things in a hurry.
Yep.
I agree with that. That part I agree, and that's why I want to get there. But I don't think I'm alone.
I don't see Myles Garrett being the kind of person who starts all of a sudden going, yeah. All right, I got paid. 90%, here we come.
I hope you're right.
I just don't see how that guy operates.
Guys, I hope you're 100% off. Right. I just don't think I'm the only one that thinks that way. And I just need to see him on the field. This isn't like, I'm not going to hang on to this forever. It's just a part of me is like, okay, let's just.
He's been paid before and he cooked.
But he got paid a lot more this time than he did before.
You are correct, but he was handsomely compensated previously. And was one of the best players, if not the best player in football.
Yeah, I still think he's that guy. I want him. It's almost like you get in a fight with somebody and you're not talking and you're upset and you're mad. And then all of a sudden you walk into the room and you see them and you're like, all right, I'm over it. And you both get like, that's how I kind of feel about it. It's nothing major. It's that social awkwardness you have when you walk into the room and you've been fighting with somebody and you want to be friends and everything's good.
We pull it off daily. You don't think Miles can do it for a season? We do it daily.
I need more than a season, don't you?
Not to mention any time it wavers, he can look down and go, okay, all right, I get along with these people. Yeah. We're good. Yeah. First to 15th, I can get along.
All right, what else do we get?
I feel better about the fact that I can not hesitate with putting guac on my burrito bowl.
See?
Oh, you don't like guac?
I love guacamole. Oh, okay. But that's a different conversation.
I just want to make sure. Okay. What else do we get out of this, Joe?
Out of Miles?
Yeah.
It was typical, but I love the Mason Graham stuff. Certainly worth a listen.
He said Super Bowl. You said our goal is to make the Super Bowl.
It should be, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
It better be his. That was what he was talking about before. He wanted to play somewhere where he could be on a contender.
Do you think he could repeat his Defensive Player of the Year? He tossed that out, too.
Oh, those are awards. He can't control those.
Let me...
Being awesome does make it easier to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Give you that.
Thanks, I learned from you.
I'm just wondering, do we have the schedule to make him the offensive player? See, the part of the defensive player of the year.
Yeah,
part of the problem.
Out, if he goes out and gets 25 sacks, he's the defensive player of the year.
But he'll be buried up against all of his competition at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, but you know how this goes. You know, you'll type in profootballreference.com, you'll scroll down and go, damn, 25 sacks. Okay,
that's pretty good. Really good.
You'll pull up PFF and go, wow, look at that pressure rate. Damn.
Yeah, okay, that's a you know, I there saw. So Watt playing the other day. He was on national TV. Yeah, you know, we kind of, maybe we should have given it to him before. I not being on national TV doesn't help him. I don't know. I'm not trying to be so negative.
Yeah, you've.
I'm really not being
negative. Miles came back and spoke and was optimistic, and you're going.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I need to see him play a game.
And he's going.
Get me to a game. Don't misrepresent what I'm saying. Let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more than that. And I told you about Joel Bitonio. What did he have to say? You'll hear that next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.